This ayat-e karima, it refers to us. It is revealed for the Bani Israel, the ulama of the Jews. But of course, the Quran Sharif is a kitab for us. Many Maulvis very quickly say, but this doesn't refer to us. It refers to the ulama of the Bani Israel. So it doesn't refer to us. If that was the case, then why did Allah Ta'ala put it in the Quran Sharif? And we have to read the Quran Sharif. If it was for the Jews, Allah should put it in the Torah. And they should read it in the Injil for the Christians. It is for us. There are two main reasons why Allah has put it. One is that we don't follow the Jews and Christians. All this evil which they are promoting in the world, we must not follow that. We must follow the deen of Allah according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah is warning us. And the second main reason is that we know that evil or that wrongs that were in them must not come into us. We must be on our guard. So this ayat-e karima was revealed after the Bani Israel. Allah had given them the Torah, Allah had given them the Injil. They had this kitab, but afterwards, the ulama that came afterwards. So we also must see, we are also ulama that are coming after the ulama before us. So those Bani Israel ulama, Allah Ta'ala says, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. Then the ulama of the past were followed by other ulama that came later. And khalfun, that is, they did not follow the previous ulama in the correct way. They went opposite to the way of the previous ulama. So we also must see that our ulama of the past, on what line were they? And are we on that line, or are we on a different line? Are we perhaps not only different line, but completely opposite to their line? They were the ulama who fought for the masjids to be open. Are we fighting and going to court to close our masajid? They were the ulama that established parda and maintained parda, hijab. And are we now saying that parda is not necessary? Not only that we don't practice it, but we say it's not necessary. They were the ulama that knew that our deen is absolute. It is the only, not the most superior. It is the only deen. There is no other deen besides the deen of Islam. And today are we saying that we must accommodate with the interfaith, we must accommodate Judaism also, Christianity also, even worse, Hinduism also, all the other evil. So we must see that aren't we perhaps those ulama that we have come and we are going diametrically opposite of the ulama of the past. This is exactly what Allah says, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. They were followed by those people who came after them, خَلْفٌ. That is, خَلَفٌ are those who followed in the way of the previous people. خَلْفٌ are those who went opposite to the way of the previous people. وَرِثُ الْكِتَابِ. They also inherited the kitab. The same kitab we are reading, Quran Sharif. The ulama of before also read the same Quran Sharif. Today we also got it. So we got that kitab. But the Bani Israel, they also got the Torah. They also got the Injil that came from before. But the ulama of latter times went opposite. يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى. They took the arad. Arad are the things of this dunya. All what this dunya produces. It produces motor cars which comes from the earth, the jewelry, the clothing, the houses, whatever. They took the things of this dunya. In other words, the details of it is, they took bribes from people. And they changed the kitabs of before. And another place Allah Ta'ala says that اتخذوا أحبارهم وأحبارهم وأربابهم أربابا من دون الله. They made their أحبار, their learned people, and اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم, and their pious people, they made them gods besides Allah Ta'ala. And that does not mean that they used to make sajda to them, etc. It means when they changed the laws of Allah, they followed their laws instead of the laws of Allah. There are basic things, concepts of deen, which we all know what are they. Even we don't have to be ulama, and we don't have to be even a little bit learned in Islam. We know that Islam stands for absolute tawheed, oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Now, if the ulama themselves make the tafsir of Surah Kafirun in such a way that it accommodates interfaith, accommodates all the other religions. Every Muslim knows this is totally not acceptable. This is totally wrong. Every Muslim knows, even if we are weak in our practice, that photography is haram in Islam. Now, if somebody says it's halal, somebody says interest is halal. How can that be? Whether you call it Islamic banking or you call it Islamic finance, interest remains interest. By changing the names, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. The city of Pretoria was previously known as Pretoria. Now it is called Swani. But the name change doesn't change the place. It's still Pretoria. And it's still Swani, the same place. The name change doesn't make any difference. So all so we must be careful that for the sake of the things of this dunya, the temptations of dunya, all what dunya has to offer, dunya amongst other things, abstract things it offers, name and fame. This is also a thing which commonly the layman, the ordinary person, won't fall guilty to that. He will fall prey perhaps weakness of doing amal. He won't do amal. He's weak in amal. But the ulama, they fall easily prey to name and fame. Everyone by nature, he wants to be famous. People, he must have a big following. And today, it's not a hidden thing. Previously, if a person wanted name and fame, but he used to do it, he should say that I'm nothing. I'm a useless. I'm nothing. But inside, it was there, the disease. But now, openly, a person on his Twitter account, on his Instagram, all the other accounts, I got 100,000 followers, I got 50,000 followers. Now that name and fame is not even made, is not being shied away about openly. So that is araz, also araz of this dunya, money of this dunya, woman of this dunya, temptations of this dunya are also things where a person falters easily. And also our family also. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwan lakum. From your wives and your children, they are enemies of yours also. Allah Ta'ala, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam said, when his own son drowned in that flood, he said, Ya Allah, my son. Allah said, قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِ. He is not your son. The criteria is not blood relationship. As far as iman is concerned, the criteria is those who believe. Whether it was his own son, Allah said, إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. The criteria is that the aqaid must be correct. Amal must be correct. Those are the people who are close. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were his beloved uncles, who were so happy when he was born. They freed slaves when he was born. But when they went against the deen of Allah Ta'ala, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, all these people, then what happened to them? They were completely boycotted. They had nothing. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, they had nothing to them. And on the other hand, Suhaib that came from Rome, he was made as a part of the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salman, who came from Far East Persia, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam said, Salman min Ahli Bayt, he is part of the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whether it was Bilal, a black person from Abyssinia, he was part of the family of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. They were all the true believers. So we must be very careful of arazum min ad-dunya, the temptations of this dunya. That is what leads the ulama astray. And this cannot be remedied just like that. By completing Bukhari Sharif, getting a turban on one's head, and getting a big long certificate won't take out the pride that comes with all that. For that, islah of the nafs is faraz. It doesn't mean you have to become bayat. Doesn't mean you have to go to the khanka. If you can find some other way of doing it without a sheikh and without a khanka, faraz is our islah. That this love of this dunya, that we don't fall into those things, that is faraz ayn on everyone. If we don't remove that, then with all, for example, for the ulama, they will do their whole life, shaitan will leave them, that I can't take them away from doing the wrong things. I can't take them to discos. I can't take them to casinos. I can't take them to evil places. But what? Carry on, but just do it now for name and fame. So all your efforts are naught, zero. Nothing whatsoever. Your words don't have an effect also. No sawab for it also. Because you are doing it for name and fame, for pride, for worldly gain, etc. So shaitan is such a thief, so sly, so cunning, that to catch hold and what his plans are, it's not possible. Only if Allah saves us. For that, read our Surah Kahf. The first 10 ayats at least every morning, last 10 ayats every night. You might try and read the whole surah. And if we can, every day read the whole surah. Only Allah can protect us. And if we make the correct effort, Allah will give us. Today we even become ulama, even become mashayikh. We are making the islah of other people, but our own islah is not made. A person whose own islah is not made, how can he make the islah of other people? And we are not conscious also of our islah. So this is a great danger. يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى هَذَا الْأَدْنَى this close, that is this dunya. After all the grammatical explanation, it means all the temptations of this dunya. And then what a big deception. This is Quran Sharif I'm reading. And there are plenty of hufaz. If I'm reading wrong, tell me. After doing all that wrong, what they say? يَقُولُونَ سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا They say, we will be forgiven. We got no, I'm an ulam, I'm an alim. I'm guaranteed Jannah. I'm guaranteed Jannatul Firdaus. I'm an alim. I'm a big Shaykhul Hadith. I'm a big Mufti. I'm the big principal of a madrasa. So I got no problem. By default, I'm a Maulana, so I'm going Jannah. We are doing all the wrong things, and we are convinced that I'm going Sayyughfaru Lana. We will be forgiven. Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. So you are believing in an Allah that hasn't made Jahannam. You are believing in an Allah that doesn't do justice. You are believing in Allah that doesn't punish. Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. You can do what you want to, no problem. Allah will forgive you. سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا We will be forgiven. Believe in the right Allah. That you made mistakes, you make tawbah, He will forgive you. You turn to Him. Not that you carry on doing all your wrong and you say, Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. If you have hope in the mercy of Allah, you work towards the amal which will bring the mercy of Allah. Not you are disobeying Allah, drinking wine and mixing with women. And you say, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah will forgive us. And not making one namaz. You are staying in a state of janabat. And you are saying, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Which Allah are you believing in that would let you do? بِئْسَمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ Allah says, your iman, what you are believing, it's commanding you with terrible things, with wrong things, that you are doing all the wrong, and you say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah that we have to believe in, not what we think of Allah, who Allah is. We follow His commandments. And then also it's not compulsory for Allah that He forgives us, that He gives us Jannah. It is His kindness and His mercy that He forgives. So if a person does the right deed, and then he has hope in the mercy of Allah, that person has got right hope. A person who doesn't go to work, and he says, my boss will pay me, even if I don't go to work. Whole month I will stay at home, I will sleep here, and in fact, I will advertise for his opposition, and I will promote his opposition, and he will pay me. And another person goes to work, and he says, I'm going whole month, I'm going to work, I'm paying my bus fare, taxi fare, I hope my boss will pay me end of the month. He went to work, he's going to get hope that the boss will pay him. But a person who didn't go to work, he works opposite of the boss, he commits all the gunas, and he says, my boss will give me a big fat salary, a big fat check. You can forget that. So here Quran Sharif says, what does people after doing all the wrong, say, yughfaru lana, we will be forgiven. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن يَأْتِيهِمْ عَرَضٌ مِثْلُهُ يَأْخُذُ. Allah, who knows everything, who knows us better than ourselves, after doing all the wrong, following in the wrong path, and then still claiming we are going to be forgiven, we will go straight to Jannah. And then in spite of all this, again they say that if more offer comes of dunya, that also we will take. When yatim aradum mislu, they took it in the first place, they did wrong. And now again afterwards, second time it comes, again Allah Ta'ala says they will take it. For example, there are those ulama who went to court to keep the masjids closed. And then they said we will they said at that time, if we have to repeat and we have to come to court, we will come again to close the masjids. And they went to court the second time. And that was that Islamic law, marriage bill. The Islamic marriage bill must not be what the government wants, the marriage bill. Their Sharia, the government Sharia, they went and support them. And they became friends of the court to support the court in implementing the laws of kuffar made laws for Muslims. And putting aside Allah made laws. Putting them aside and following kuffar made laws. So Allah said they will go back, and they did it, they proved it, they go back again. So we must be very careful who we are following, and Allah has put it in the Quran Sharif for us to take this lesson. On which side of the fence are we? Are we with those people who are promoting interfaith, who are promoting TV, who are promoting YouTube? And with TV and YouTube, no Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is propagated. The Islam, YouTube Islam gets propagated. That is Shiaism will get propagated. That is Qadianism will get propagated. Modernism will be propagated. The Islam in which there is no parda, whereas everyone knows Islam teaches segregation of sex. Islam teaches parda. So this is what they are promoting. So we must be very careful how beautifully Quran Sharif over 1400 years ago was revealed. How true to the word we see it spelled out in front of our eyes. If this doesn't convince us of the truthfulness of Islam and the wrong the other people are doing, Allah only knows what will convince us there. أَلَمْ يَأْخُذْ عَنِي مِثَاقُ الْكِتَابِ. Allah Ta'ala says, was not this promise taken from them in the Kitab, that is the Torah, and in the Quran Sharif, over and over, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Allah took this promise from us, that am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Creator, your Nourisher, your Sustainer? Are you not going to follow my command, what I say? You won't follow the command of the atheists, of the media, of the governments, of the scientists. You will follow what I say? Won't you do that? All said, Bala, undoubtedly. And in this world, how many times the ayats of the Quran Sharif has taken promises from us that we will follow the commands of Allah. And we all agree. When we read La ilaha illallah, it's not empty words. What are we saying? That there is only one Allah. What does that mean? Not just there is one Allah, so let there be one Allah. What have I got to do with it? No, I'm going to be. I only believe in that Allah. He controls my life. If I disobey him, he can destroy me in this dunya. Though this dunya is not the place for retribution. Jaza of amal, reward of deeds, retribution of deeds is in the akhirah. But many times Allah shows it in this dunya also. Mu'min, I believe in Allah. I'm going to return to him. If I broke his laws, he will break my back. He will break my neck. He will break my head. If I can't break his laws are absolute. Nobody can break the laws of Allah. We think we are breaking. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. We thinking by breaking the laws of Allah, we have deceived the people and we have deceived Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, no deception of Allah. They are only deceiving themselves. They are breaking their own heads and backs. Nobody can break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, these promises were taken, but openly, and we must think not of other people, think of myself. Yeah, we are sitting now. If a woman has to come in here, I will also say, hey, woman here, what she wants here? All will turn around. Some people will take her out. Go, chase out. You can't be here. But you are alone, and now a woman comes to you. Come, my sister, sit down here. You want some tea? You want coffee? What you want? So was it, that Allah which is here, when you're alone, isn't it the same Allah? That shepherd, when they offered him that, give us one goat of yours. So he says, no, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to... No, your owner is not here. He won't know. You can just tell him one wolf came and ate up the sheep. Immediately what he said? فَأَيْنَ اللَّهُ. Then where is Allah? Isn't Allah watching me? So have we got that in us? When we in public, be it buzurgs we are. And like our Shaykh said, Khilafe Kaaba Shaykh thukta bhi nahi. Even the big Shaykh, when he's with his murid, then, oh, which side you want to spit? Which side is Kaaba? I can't spit Kaaba side. Adab of Kaaba. Kaaba is very great. I can't spit. I must sit this side or that side. Khilafe Shaykh chukta bhi nahi, lekin andhera ujala mein chukta bhi nahi. But when he gets a chance when nobody is around, then he's smiling with the woman. He's shaking hands with her also. And today, not when nobody is around, openly it's being done. Women journalists interviewing top muftis in public, and the whole world sees it. They are talking with one another. Panel discussions on TV with women. Openly shaking hands. And not only that, now ulama holding the woman also. Kuffar woman, holding them like this also. And where the fingers reach, Allah knows only. When they hold them like that. So all this here, which direction are we going in? So Allah says, أَلَمْ يُقَذَانِ مِيثَاقُ الْكِتَابِ أَلَّا يَقُولُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. That we will not say anything about Allah but the truth. We will only speak the truth. We will not speak any other thing. We won't get influenced by atheist scientists, by the government, by the media. We won't be bribed in that way. And they will put fear in front of us. We won't fear. How many? Our thousands of ulama. They did not one bit give in to what the British wanted them to say. They were put into pig skins, hang on trees and put alive. They accepted that. Openly, they know akhirat what we're going to get. And here in this dunya also, for us it looks they are suffering. But before that suffering comes, Allah has taken out their ruh and they are gone in Jannat already. When Ashabi Ukhdud, when that king had build those trenches, open trenches, put fire in there, and say that all who don't believe he's God, he's Allah, throw them into that fire. A lady with her little baby was coming, told her belief. She said, no, I believe in Allah. They snatched her baby, threw it into the fire. Now she doubted her, but baby called out, Amma, don't be frightened. Come here, Jannat here, enjoyment here. Just it looks outside for a person. Don't get frightened for that. What Allah, martyrdom is a thing a Muslim covets, he desires. We are not frightened for death. But today we also, a lot of money we are spending just to extend our life. We're thinking, who can extend his life? So this dunya has beguiled us. وَدَرَسُوا مَا فِي. And not only that they must only say the truth of Allah, they even took the sabaks of it. They're giving the sabaks also. We must only obey Allah. But when it comes to the crunch, we obey the government. We obey other people. We go to court. We give dars also about it. And so much we are fooled after giving dars also about the truth, we still do opposite of it. We were Allah yaqulu Allah illa al-haq. We must only speak the truth. Wa darasu ma fi. And the lessons also, the dars also, sabak also we teach, that Allah teaches, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is only due to Allah. We must ihdina siratal mustaqim. Supreme in namaz show us the straight path. And Ghairil Mahzubi Alihim. But we got a t-shirt on. We got a murat photo on it. We got Bermudas. We dress like the Jews and the Christians. And then we say we're not following in their ways. Everything, our women dress like them, all funny t-shirts and jeans. Just a burqa on top, and we are making namaz like that. Iyyaka na'budu, only you do we worship. Wa iyyaka nasta'in, only you we seek help from. But we are seeking help from all. We are thinking our marches are going, we're dancing like stupid fools on the street. Man and woman all mixed everything. No salat or anything. And we say this is going to save us. Who can save us? Only Allah. And Allah can only save us when we use the means that please Allah. Not the means that displease Allah. And then we say Allah is going to please us. We are marching like toying. Like stupid fools we are, and they want us to do that, become stupids in front of them. And that is what we are doing. وَالدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ And the house of the Akhirah, خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ is much more superior, better for those, it's not for everyone, لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ who have got taqwa. They are not worried about the majority. They are not worried what the society. We have a social function, all talking. No, you must go with the flow. What the people are saying, you must go. You can't go against that. You must listen to what everyone say. Now those people who have got taqwa, they stay firm on the deen of Allah Ta'ala. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ You haven't got brains. Allah is asking, where's your brains? What's happened to you? Where your brains are gone? You haven't got aqal? How can you follow the kuffar? How can you go in march? How can you join with the interfaith? How can you socialize with people who are doing these wrong things? أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قَوْمًا تَوَلَّوْا غَضِبَ أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمِ Haven't you seen those stupid people? They socialize. They befriend those people whom Allah is angry with. In the Bani Israel, when they were prohibited from fishing on a Saturday, they made some stupid plan of this, and they said, we're not fishing Saturday, we're catching the fish on Sunday. There were those people who stopped them. They stopped, you're wrong what you are doing, don't do this. But they kept on eating with them, socializing with them. That punishment was what was given to them, made them pigs and swine. This same punishment was given to those people, though they were stopping them. But they kept on socializing with them. So we have to be very careful who we mix, who we support. And it's a half-half. When we decide, we like you. When we decide, we like them. That Allah is everywhere. Allah is not only this side and only on this side. Allah knows everything. Allah guide us to righteousness and let us take the lessons from the Quran Sharif, inshallah.